She turned quickly, searching the shadows for something that could function as a weapon. She knew the lab all too well because it was where they had brought her when Gil and Dr. Ormsby decided to give her another dose of the drug. In her desperate attempt to hold on to her sanity by focusing on an escape plan, she had memorized every inch of the tower room. She went to the nearest cabinet, yanked open the door, and pulled a couple of glass jars off the shelf. She had no idea what she grabbed. It was too dark to read the labels. But she had seen Ormsby take a variety of chemicals out of the cabinet. Many were flammable. Some were highly acidic. With the two jars in hand, she hurried back into the office. Ormsby's desk was neat and tidy. He was a fussy little man who was obsessed with his research, but orderliness was high on his list of priorities. Aside from the usual desk accessories, telephone, blotter, and inkwells, there was one other object on the desk. The black velvet box looked as if it had been made to hold a woman's collection of jewelry. But Adelaide knew there were no necklaces, rings, or bracelets inside. The velvet box contained a dozen elegantly cut crystal perfume bottles. She made it behind the desk with the jars of chemicals, just as